Welcome to one of the six public hearings on the draft plan conformance procedures. These public hearings have been noticed on the council's website and printed in the council's newspapers of record. My name is Corey Piasecki, and I'm the principal planner with the Highlands Council. In today's hearing, we will hear comments from interested members of the public on the draft plan conformance procedures document. If you would like to speak, please fill out the commentator form now at the registration table if you have not already done so. We do encourage all speakers to leave a copy of the remarks with Highlands Council staff, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes. If there is sufficient time, we will have another round of comments if needed. Members of the public may also submit written comments to comments@highlands.nj.gov. This is purely a listening session for us. We will not be responding to comments at this time. At the end of the six public hearings, we will generate a public comment response document, which will inform any changes we may then wish to make to the original document. The Highlands Act requires the New Jersey Highlands Water Protection and Planning Council to review and update the Highlands Regional Master Plan at least once every 6 years after public hearings. The Act contemplates that amendments to the RMP will arise principally out of this six-year reexamination. The document under consideration today sets forth the process the Highlands Council will follow to approve with conditions, or deny municipal petitions for plan conformance in the Highlands Preservation Area, planning area, or both. Please be aware that this hearing is not for comments on this document, and it is not a forum for comments on the Highlands Act, NJDEP regulations, or specific property questions. If you do make a comment on something other than this document, your comments will be categorized as unresponsive and will not be addressed further than that. At this time, we have no members wishing to make comments, so we will put the hearing on hold. Thank you. We are back. We have two members of the public wishing to make comment. First up is George Cassa. George?
Should I stand?
Wherever you want.
Whatever you're most comfortable with. But the mic needs to pick him up, right?
It'll pick.
Okay.
All right, my name is George Cassa. I'm presenting comments on behalf of the Alliance for Historic Hamlets, which is a member organization of the Highlands Coalition. The Alliance for Historic Hamlets very strongly supports the Highland Council's proposed plan conformance procedures. In particular, we applaud the incorporation of these procedures in a form that will be formally adopted as an amendment to the RMP. We offer the following comments for your consideration. Number one, the RMP is equivalent to agency rules. As decided by the Appellate Division on August 15th, 2011, the RMP does meet the criteria for administrative rulemaking under the Administrative Procedures Act, and we believe the Council's efforts with this amendment will also meet this very essential standard. We suggest that this and all future proposed RMT amendments identify the equivalency of the RMP to an agency rule adopted under the Administrative Procedures Act in accordance with the following from the Appellate Division's decision, and I will summarize it, but I've included the paragraph in my written statements. In essence, the court does agree that the RMP was adopted in a procedure that was equivalent to the standards that would have been applied to an agency for rulemaking under the Administrative Procedures Act. That is very important to me, at least, because it does give indisputable traction to the RMP as a basis for policy and enforcement. Comment number two, the planning area petition ordinance is identified as a benchmark for planning area conformance, for a municipality's full conformance. The planning area petition ordinance says that the amendment says that that ordinance will draw the line in the sand with respect to whether a municipality is conformed or not conformed. And again, the procedure discusses the issuance of a certification letter to that effect, and we strongly support the need for that document. We would also encourage the council to consider providing such certification to those Highlands municipalities that have already achieved full conformance status, or at least believe they have. We are aware of at least one recent instance in which a municipality since 2015 believed it had been fully conforming and was advised by another state agency, I will not identify, that the conformance assumption was premature or inappropriate. I think there is room for much better coordination between the Highlands Council and other state agencies on that very critical aspect. Finally, let's see. Oh, number three, the Highlands Council is defined as the sole arbiter of conformance. On page 9, the council effectively asserts itself as the sole arbiter of conformance in the planning area. We strongly support this assertion. Conformance determinations must be at the sole discretion of the Highlands Council. It should not be made by another agency or a developer. Finally, number 4, we thank you for clarifying the legal shield. The legal shield triggers are addressed and clarified, and with the adoption of the amendment, they will have the effect of an agency rule. We strongly support this clarification. We suggest that the council consider the possibility of extending this shield to cases in which a municipality's conformance status is challenged by any party, including another state agency. And we thank you for the opportunity to address you on these matters this afternoon.
Thank you.
Good, George.
Can I hand these in?
Yes, please.
Yeah, that'd be great. Appreciate that.
And next up we have Zachary Cole. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. Okay. We'll be brief.
If you're more comfortable there, you're welcome to whatever's
best. So good afternoon, my name is Zachary Cole, Outreach and Education Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition, a nonprofit organization that advocates the natural and cultural resources in the New Jersey Highlands and a champion for Highlands plan conformance. The New Jersey Highlands Coalition commends the Highlands Council for its renewed efforts to promote plan conformance throughout the region, and we continue to offer our support in any capacity that is appropriate. The plan conformance procedures are established to ensure plan conformance and implementation of the Highlands Regional Master Plan and the objectives Highlands Water Protection and Planning Act, namely to secure a safe and sustainable source of drinking water for the 6.2 million people depending on it. Therefore, it is critical that the standards and procedures informing plan conformance not be reduced or weakened for the sake of efficiency. Rather, amendments to this procedure should encourage more towns to enter into plan conformance, enable more public involvement, add transparency, and address issues that have proven confusing, unclear, or overly complicated to achieve for towns or counties in the process thus far. This could best be achieved by engaging with towns that are in the process of plan conformance and conducting reviews with their planners and engineers to see what is working and what could be better streamlined. Hearings like this are a great first step in seeking this important feedback, and we appreciate the council's effort and the staff's effort in engaging in this process. Another consideration is that the process for a town to come into conformance is an extensive one that can often take longer than elected officials' terms. We would be encouraged to see language in the procedure stating the council's commitment to following through with municipalities that have started the process may for whatever reason be considering withdrawing. Regarding the draft amendment, the proposed 10 business day period for the review of the council's draft report on plan conformance petition is inadequate. 10 days, as with the last case, it's insufficient for anyone to provide constructive comment or criticism on any drafts available. It also assumes the public will be immediately aware that a comment period has opened. We strongly urge the council to adopt a minimum of 30 days for public comment on the draft plan conformance document and establish 30 days as a baseline for all matters where the public may wish to participate. Further, we suggest the council investigate posting notice of proposals in more locations than exclusively on the council website. Posting to a municipality's website, for example, would offer more people the chance to engage in matters that may affect their town. Additionally, more opportunities for public information should also be sought with print media through press releases beyond the legally required public notices. On pages 9 and 10, section D of the draft procedure, there is vague language regarding reimbursement of funds provided to a town that does not complete the conformance process. In some instances, towns may accrue hundreds of thousands of dollars in assistance and technical support. Are they expected to return all that money if they cannot follow through with full conformance? The language is vague and will likely act as a disincentive for some towns considering plan conformance. We urge the council to clarify this section, explaining what grants may have to be reimbursed, further explain the circumstances of this eventuality, and state that it will meet its own mandate to assist the town in achieving full conformance. Finally, the Highlands Coalition strongly encourages the council to include in the requirements in the appendices of this procedure consideration of energy transport infrastructure, energy and transport infrastructure, and climate change, addressing both potential impacts and mitigation strategies as a component of plan conformance. In the 13 years since the RMP was adopted, our understanding of climate change and how it will impact New Jersey has increased significantly. Threats include increased severe storms, extended flood and drought periods, and possible influx of people retreating the coast as sea levels rise. The Highlands and its constituents will play a significant role in determining how prepared the state is to meet these challenges. Thank you for the opportunity to speak this afternoon. Here's a couple of things.
Thank you, Zach.
Big pleasure.
Is there anyone else that would wish to make a comment? Hearing none, we will close the meeting and reopen as necessary.
The time is now 3:00. There have been no additional commenters. We will close the meeting.